Opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, so the Texans went out and got themselves a left tackle. Never mind. Let's do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow part, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday, we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, put odds on it. What are the odds? It's going to be a fun show, Hoffman.
I feel strongly that it's going to be a good show. I'm going to go 82%.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're confident today.
Yeah.
I told you I'm
feeling good. I slept in today.
Yeah.
I don't have kids at my house.
That's a plus.
I walked around nude for a while.
Okay. That's, you know.
Like, even it was totally unnecessary, but I did it just because I could. Because
you could? Yeah.
Because I could. And then, yesterday, after I went to the gym, I felt weird.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know how to describe it, but I had a headache for the rest of the day. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to go to the gym today. So I didn't wake up early to go see my trainer or do jujitsu. And then I said, well, I don't want to be a total lazy ass. So I went and lifted weights.
Okay.
And then I took a shower and I came here. And that's all I've done today.
Every now and then, that's a good thing to do.
It's so great. I feel totally rejuvenated.
So by 8 o'clock this morning, I'd posted like a whole bunch of stuff to Sports Map. I'd gone for a long run.
Not me. I was sleeping at 8.
Felt great. Got in a great workout. Then I had to go to the doctor and dealt with that. And then had lunch with my kids. And then came here.
That's pretty good. Both kids?
Yeah, both of them.
Oh, okay. So the boy's talking to you again.
Yes. Yes, he actually spoke to me today.
How's that working out?
It was fine.
It wasn't like awkward speaking to you, like I'm speaking to you only because you're buying me lunch?
Well, there's always that.
Right.
But no, we caught up pretty quickly. He's college student, man. You know how, well, you will know how they are.
He's in his awkward years, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. He's been awkward since he was about 16.
What do you think's going on with him on the sex front? You think that's happening yet?
No, or? I don't, because every time I try to bring it up, I get the he just shuts me down.
Yeah, and yeah. Normal college kids, when they're having sex, they're not afraid to talk about
right.
it.
Right. He ordinarily, I would expect him to go, oh yeah, dude, I'm totally knocking this out. But no, he's just not talking about it.
Okay.
So, yeah, but my daughter talks to me all the time. So
not about sex.
No, God no. Thank God. Other stuff. No. Yeah, it's like, Jung brought this up. It's like, she's only hanging out with me when Beth's here. It's like, they always wind up on the same days. So, she needs to make sure that her brother comes and picks her up before Beth gets here. No offense, Beth. But I don't want to have to deal with that again. But, well, free agent frenzy continues, and your Texans missed out on their big left tackle target.
Yeah, that was sort of the, there were a lot of hopes pinned to that, weren't there?
Hopes and dreams that were crushed, which happens.
But so, well, now what's the move?
Well, I'm told they had a plan B. I hope it's not.
It's Chantrell Henderson.
Let's not bring Chris Clark back. I hope that's not your plan B.
It's Chantrell Henderson. He's the
is he?
He was the plan. Yeah, and listen, Nate Solder is going to be the highest paid offensive tackle in the league now.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the Texans not giving him that. I really am, because I think Nate Solder's probably like borderline top 10.
Yeah, I would say somewhere between 10 and 15.
Yeah.
But as a free agent, that's what you have to pay the guy if you want him. And we talked about this a lot. It's almost like you got to just sort of, you know, you just kind of grit your teeth and say, okay, here you go. But because that is such a big need for him, you're not going to do better than that. If you can do close for cheaper, I'm okay. I'm okay with that. But I don't know what's left out there that they could go get.
I don't either. I don't know. I mean,
unless you're going to make a trade of some sort,
right?
Which,
or unless you're, you know, pretty confident in your ability to move up in the draft. I don't know. But as it stands now, it seems like the offensive line might be an issue again next year.
It's going to be better. I mean, I think you improved by getting rid of Xavier Suofilo. Let's just be honest with that. I think you improved by getting rid of Chris Clark and Giacomini. And whether Henderson winds up being a good player for you or not, if he's on the field, he's better than any of those guys. So I think you're better there. You still need another one. And I still think you need another guy in the secondary. And that's what we talked about yesterday.
I think you need multiple guys in the
secondary. Well, I think if you sign another decent corner slash safety hybrid type guy, you're fine. I'm okay with going into the season with another one, but I still think you're one short. And I said you needed three offensive linemen. You got two. So obviously can't get everything you want, but sometimes you make good deals here in this part of free agency.
By the way, they are, they go so fast, the free agents, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like as soon as the store, it's like buying whatever the hot toy of the year is at Christmas, like those Hatchimals or whatever the hell it is. As soon as the store opens, they're gone. It's like, come on, I needed those Hatchimals for my six-year-old daughter.
What the hell's a Hatchimal?
Oh, God, you're so not with it, Fred.
No.
I think that was the big toy at Christmas either last year or 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Last year or 2 years ago?
I think it was last year. Let me check.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with it, Fred. I'm in the know. I'm into what the kids are into.
I see.
Hatchimals and meth. It's what the kids love.
They do meth now?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
How do you think they stay up to study now?
I just thought
Adderall
it was Adderall.
So last year.
Jeez, okay.
Now it's meth.
Okay, well, I don't know these things. That's what I need you for. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And I'm trying to find my offensive tackle list of top guys. So 4 years for the Giants for Nate Solder. Good for him. Cameron Fleming is still available.
Okay.
I actually wouldn't mind that if you got him at an affordable price.
The problem is he's the best available now.
Yeah.
Why would he go for an affordable price?
Exactly. Exactly. Everybody else is locked up. And if you're the Patriots, don't you have to keep one of these guys?
Yeah. I assume that's why they were willing to let Solder go, because they're willing to bring, you know, make Fleming their guy.
But other than that, not really any names that are going to get you excited. So, I mean, obviously, they're going to have to find somebody that they think is still got upset, like Henderson. A guy like that with some upside who at least won't embarrass himself when you put him out there like those guys did last year. But I think you've got to be better on your interior already just from adding one guy. And they may not be done with guards either.
Yeah.
And you can draft one of those. I'm not totally unconvinced you can't find a guard in the third round that can play. Plus, they had some guys at the end of the season last year that, you know, some young guys that played okay. Fuller played all right when he was in there. I still think Mance can play one of those positions for you. So I think your interior line, okay. I still think you need a tackle.
I'm with you. And the tackle is what you can't find on draft day.
No, not where you're at. Not unless you're going to trade next year's number one to move into the first round and take a tackle.
Which I wouldn't be opposed to.
I wouldn't either.
Find the right guy.
Especially, you know, say if Brown slips and gets farther down the draft and you can do something like that.
Yeah.
I'd be okay with that. Because I think that's a guy you could plug and play. But otherwise, you know, it is a tough thing. Do you pay that much for the guy? And when I saw how much it was, I'm kind of like, I don't know. I really don't know. I think at some point you've got to address the position. I guess it would have been a hell of a lot better if you'd just taken care of the guy you had here. How much better would this offensive line look going into next year? If you just paid Dwayne Brown, gave him an extension.
Well, Fred, Dwayne Brown was a locker room cancer because he felt like, you know, black players should be treated just like white players. And you can't have that in the locker room. I mean, right?
There's white players?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Dwayne Brown was being treated worse than Tom Savage, apparently. That's which is criminal to me.
But yeah.
I would have treated Tom Savage worse. But Different rules over there at on Kirby.
Yeah, well, we'll see how that plays out. But, I think it's funny because I think most of Twitter was melting down. Oh, they didn't do anything. Well, I do think they made – I like what they've done so far in terms of low risk, high reward. I mean, it did pay a lot for the cornerback, but I don't think it's out of line money for a guy who you need. So, I would have just liked one more offensive tackle. That's it.
So you're basically saying that it's over.
No. Oh, no. Not at all. I think they'll sign another one.
It's just not going to be as good of one as you thought it would be.
No, but I mean, I won't say that because if they wound up somehow getting Fleming for a reasonable price, that's a 25-year-old guy with upside who graded out a lot better than Solder did last year. Now, to be fair, smaller sample size. But, I mean, that's a guy. I like guys like that that are 25 that you might get better. And if you have to pay him $10 million a year, that's getting into kind of the same thing as you are with Solders. Are you going to pay the guy this much money? You're going to make him the highest paid tackle in the league just because you need him. And there's a part of me, I really feel both ways about this. I'm kind of like, well, you just got to bite the bullet and do it on one end. On the other end, it's like, do you really want to commit to that? Can you not? Maybe Cameron Fleming could become better than Nate Solder and get him half the price. But I haven't seen that they're even interested in him. And, I'm sure they have guys that they think can fit their system. But how well has that worked out so far?
Not great.
Just asking. All right. We are going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz. Hey, guys. Time to get in on the action. The big games start tomorrow. And you know where to do it. My bookie. And you can lay down some money and score big on college hoops. Thousands of people, including me, are betting online with mybookie.ag. And I got to tell you, I love this site, not just for the tournament, which, hey, you're going to be able to bet every game if you want on there. But you can play the tournament. You can play their $1 million bracket challenge. But, hey, you still want to get on some hockey plays? They got you covered there. You want to play the NBA? I've been playing the horses today on MyBookie because that's what I do. If you've tried online betting, are you sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout? Well, guess what? MyBookie.ag. No problem. They've been good to our listeners. They've been good to me. And if you win, they pay fast and without hassles, and you're wasting your time playing anywhere else. How about this? You missed the start of the game. Shame on you. You were stuck in that garbage traffic you deal with every day, right? Well, you could have bet on your phone if you wanted to. But let's say you missed the start of the game. In-game live betting. So you can even place a bet after tip-off. And if you join now, MyBookie's going to match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. Just use promo code RADIO. You can even enter for a chance to win that $1 million bracket challenge. You definitely want to get in on that. Who doesn't want $1 million? I'll take $1 million right now. Well, here's your chance. Use promo code RADIO to activate your offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. Play, win, get paid. That's MyBookie.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Here's some Texans news for you. They retain restricted free agent center Greg Mance with a tender of $1.9 million.
That's good.
Yeah. I think he'll...
One of the only not crappy linemen the Texans had.
Pretty much, yeah.
Maybe the least crappy lineman they had, you could argue.
I would make that argument.
I mean, he's the least crappy...
He sucked less than everybody else.
Yeah, he was literally their backup center/guard was the best offensive lineman on the team last year.
Yeah, that's pretty...
That kind of lets you know how last year went on the offensive line.
They did not tender Brian Peters, Angelo Blackson, or Ben Heaney.
Oh, you think it's a coincidence they didn't tender Blackson?
Well, probably probably not.
Uh-huh. More conspiracy theories.
So that's what it is. What are you, Alex Jones now?
Maybe.
Damn right! They didn't tender him because he's black! We all know that!
AJ really stands for Alex Jones.
The government's known about this for years and years and years, and they've lied to us.
Alex Jones Hoffman, I like it. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN.
You're a damn alien.
How'd you find that out?
I just know.
Now, when you say alien, sir, do you mean from another country or another planet? Because I'm from Georgia, sir. And I don't know.
I'm against all of them.
Yeah. Let me ask, what are the odds a Texan signed the Honey Badger? I don't think that's... I mean, I'd love it. I like the guy. But there's also a history there, if you recall. Before the draft, he was supposed to visit Houston, and he wanted to go to Arizona so bad that he blew him off.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, to me, I get over things like that. Like, Scarlett Johansson blew me off. But if she changed her mind in three years...
Wait, she did what?
No, stop. She blew me off when I tried to ask her out.
Oh.
I said, hey, would you like to go out with me? I sent her an email, you know, at Scarlett Johansson@gmail.com. And she didn't respond to me, so I took that as a no. I was a little offended. But if she changed her mind and came back in a few years and said, yeah, you know, I was in Arizona for a while.
Yeah. But now I'm willing to come to your arms?
Now I'm willing to come to Houston. I'd be like, okay.
Okay.
I'd be okay
with
that.
You're willing to forgive her past transgressions.
If I can get you at the right price.
Right.
So.
What if she wants you to make some adjustments?
I would do that.
Okay.
To an extent.
If she wanted you to dye your hair black?
I don't know if I'd go that far.
If she wanted you to have nipple rings?
That's a no.
God, you're so unadventurous.
I'm sorry.
This is what you could get her.
Well, the black hair I'll do, okay? If that helps. The nipple rings, I'm going to pass.
Okay.
Because that sounds painful, for one thing.
You'd be okay. I think it's hot.
I'm not trying to impress you.
Well, Scarlett Johansson probably thinks it's hot, too.
Well, if she tells me that, then yeah, it's part of the negotiations. I'll think about it. I mean, I won't outright say no. I'll just say that I'll think about it.
Okay.
It's not something I want to give up in the contract.
But it's a negotiation.
Right, it is. Maybe I can... Make something happen elsewhere to make up for that. Just saying. That's
maybe so.
That's how negotiations work. 713-7. How the hell did we get on this? Seriously. About Jerick McKinnon, the deal he got to go to San Fran.
Yeah, the Niners are making moves.
I mean, I like the move. It just seems like an awful lot of money for Jerick McKinnon. I mean, he's a solid player. I like him. He's probably going to fit very well what Kyle Shanahan wants to do out there. But, man, that's a big contract.
That's what it felt like to me,
too. Did you have to pay him that much?
I don't know. But only the first year is guaranteed. And that's the way some of these teams are doing contracts now. I mean, the Niners did this same thing when they signed Colin Kaepernick to the mega deal.
Yeah.
And then after a year, it was like, okay, yeah, it's been fun. And this is one of those, we'd like Jerick McKinnon. Well, he wants a long-term deal. Okay, well, how about we just give you this much money up front, and we'll see how it goes.
Joe Thomas retiring.
I'm surprised this didn't happen years ago.
Yeah.
Joe Thomas is like Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. He's just like, dude,
he can't deal with this. He's got his podcast. He wants to go do media.
Poor Joe.
I mean, I think he wanted to... He's got a pretty good deal there in Cleveland. He's well-liked. He's pretty much worshipped because he sat through all those years of garbage with that team. And, you know, do you hang around until you get cut and then wind up somewhere else and maybe you're not the hero you were? In this case, it makes sense. And he can go and become the game color commentary guy or something in there and make a bunch of money doing that and not get his head beat in every year for a team that's never going to win anything. So...
But one of the greats. Hall of Famer, in my opinion.
I think so. When you look at his record, that's...
He's been the best offensive tackle in the league for a long time.
For quite a while. And I think, yeah, Hall of Famer, even though his team had no success.
No success. But neither did Barry Sanders.
No. I mean, Barry Sanders at least had a couple of playoff teams.
That's true.
But considering how bad this team was, but it wasn't because of Joe Thomas. And I think he did all he could do. So, yeah, I think so. I think Hall of Famer.
All right. Then we agree. We're in agreement.
Just joined the show. Not sure if you've talked about this, but did you hear about Stephen Hawking's death? We did. We just hadn't talked about it yet.
We haven't.
But he, let's be honest, man, that guy got a lot of bonus years, considering.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's like, oh, we've lost such a great, and yeah, mean, pretty smart dude, but you got to admit, that guy lasted longer than anybody would have thought.
Oh, yeah. When did he get ALS when he was 21?
Yeah.
How many people live that long with it?
In fact, you know what pisses me off?
Are you pissed off about it?
I am pissed off about it now because whose name is right there on my Deadpool from last year?
Well, we haven't done this year.
I know, but he was on my Deadpool last year.
He would have definitely been on mine this year, too, though.
That would have been that would have won me the game last year.
Yeah, well, he...
What did he miss out by?
It's March. It's 3 months. Come on, if this were January...
50 days?
If this were January 4th, you could be ticked
50
off.
50 days!
50. Try 5. If it's 5 days, you can be mad.
All right, fine.
See, we just haven't done our draft yet this year. We need to do this, like, soon, because that would he would have been on my list this year for sure. Actually, I think he was on my list last year, too, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. No, because we didn't have any crossover last year.
But for fans of Stephen Hawking, I'm going to leave you with one quote from him, if that's okay. We are just an advanced breed of monkeys on a minor planet of a very average star, but we can understand the universe. That makes us something very special.
That's right.
I don't think it actually sounded like that when he said that, but that's his quote.
We are an advanced.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to do it in that voice, and I thought, too soon? Probably not, but...
You should have said, Stephen Hawking, come in here and tell us. Yeah. John, we have Stephen Hawking from heaven on the phone.
That way you can get
heaven
away with it.
Heaven doesn't exist. Exactly. It is all a lie.
My name is Stephen Hawking.
There you go. Now we're talking. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for joining us today.
Let's take drugs and go down on each other.
What? Let's take drugs and go down on each other, he said. Okay, I'm up for that game. Well, when should we start, Stephen? Or do you want to do this now, or did you want to do this when you were alive?
Okay.
I guess that means now. Okay.
Is that the equivalent of...
Maybe so.
I'm just curious.
Yes.
Yes, it is the same. Okay.
I'm touching myself.
You're touching yourself? How is that even possible? You can't move your arms. How does that happen? What are you touching yourself with?
I have nothing but.
You have nothing but? I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
You are a piece of.
What?
Whoa.
Dude.
Not cool. I mean, true, but not cool.
So uncalled for.
Yeah. I know I didn't call for it. 713-780-ESPN.
Thank you, Stephen Hawking, for joining us from heaven.
Yeah, or...
I like. Or... touching myself.
Or the planet Barzini, which we may go to next. Yeah, at. I don't know. I don't know what's next. All I know is you won't hear from me when I get there. 713-780-ESPN. JF288 asked about what about the dog United killed. I want to get to that, but I want to wait until we have a little more time because the segment's almost over. And I definitely want to have a conversation about that. United allegedly killing a dog. Because I have some thoughts.
I don't like it. Well,
I'm against killing dogs.
I'm
I'll
against
start
dog
with that.
Killing, except the time that I did kill a dog.
Right.
But that was a mercy kill.
And, you know, you were paid for that. So
yeah.
That's a hit.
That was a hit.
A paid hit on an animal's okay.
By the way, I was paid by the owner
right.
of the dog, not by somebody else.
See, now you have to tell people that story again because it's been a long time since you did it on air.
Yeah, it makes me feel like a bad person.
I know, but you brought it up. It's like you've opened that line of questioning, Your Honor. So that's now they can add.
It could just be a mystery. It could just be a mystery. People don't need to know everything.
Probably not. It's like you want to see people with clothes on, right? You don't necessarily need to see them completely naked.
No, I like naked.
I like clothes. I like to leave something to the imagination.
I like naked.
I like to hope that maybe those breasts are bigger than they look with the clothes on.
Yeah.
You know, so that's leave it to your imagination. I think you better tell the people about Dirt Free. And
I will tell them about Dirt Free segment. Carpet. Yeah, that would have been a really awful transition. I probably would have got in trouble for it, so I'm not going to say it. What I will say, it's a great time to save big on cleaning your carpet, your air ducts, your tile, your upholstery with Dirt-Free Carpet. Right now, they'll clean one room free with any purchase, which means you pay for one room. They'll clean the second one absolutely free. Call Dirt-Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE. That's 281-347-8373, and go chemical-free with dirt-free carpet. They use powerful engines, create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water. Your carpets are fresh, deep cleaned without soap or unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals. They've been doing this for over 30 years. They've got the best technology in the game. They can clean whatever surface you want. 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Tell me you heard it here. You'll get one room of carpet clean free with any purchase, and they're going to throw in a free speed dry. That's 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
What are the odds Wednesday? What are the odds? I'm not surprised by this at all. An hour and 32 minutes after free agent signings, we already have a guy with fire, Brian Gain, as his Twitter handle.
That's not. That's.
I am personally disgusted with Brian Gain. Do you think he will have the guts to sign Tyrann Mathieu? Let's give him a few days, all right? Just. Ian Rappaport, Tyler just sent us this. The Texans are signing former Saints OL Senio Kelemete to a 3-year, $12 million with 5.5 guaranteed. That's a name that I liked from the beginning. If that is accurate, I like that a lot.
Okay, still not a tackle.
Still not a tackle. Can play a lot of positions, pretty much everything but left tackle.
Yeah.
But that's another upgrade. Okay, now go get me a left tackle. Doesn't have to be a great one. Just give me one that's not going to get Deshaun Watson killed.
Right.
Couple of
they're making moves.
Well, yeah, I mean, and these aren't bad signings, guys.
The problem is there weren't a ton of, and it never happens. There's not a ton of left tackles that just hit the open market,
which is why Solder got so much money.
Exactly,
and we've talked about this a lot. It's the thing is, you can also after the draft, you might be able to trade for one who's more than functional. You won't get a great one, but the great ones, there's not that many, and one of them just retired today.
Yep.
So who's the best left tackle in football with Thomas gone?
That's a good question.
I'm just curious because, you know, maybe Nate Solder's better than we think, comparatively speaking.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's possible. I would guess outside of Joe Thomas, I'd probably start looking at, I don't know who I'd put. I mean, he's in the conversation. I think that you'd have to say that the Bakhtiari kid from Green Bay is really good.
He had a great season, and he's still young.
Tyrann Smith.
Tyrann Smith, when healthy. Lane Johnson, when not suspended, I think is up there.
Trent Williams is good.
But, I mean, there's
Andrew Whitworth is good. He's old, but good. He's like me. I feel like he's like me. I feel like he looks older than he really is. Like, I look like I'm in my 40s,
He's been around forever, though. You know, Joe Staley's not bad.
He's good.
Ryan Ramczyk had a good season for the Saints.
Jake Matthews is good now.
Yeah. So, but, I mean, none of those are one of those you can say, if you were to compare them to Joe Thomas, if you talk about, okay, I want this guy. If you got Joe Thomas and you think he's going to play for 3 more years, how many of those do you take over? Maybe some of the young guys. But you don't take a lot of them over him. Tyrann Smith, to me, is maybe, I think he's the best of those, in my opinion, because when he's healthy, he turns that into one of the best offensive lines in the league. And when he's not, you can tell the difference.
This article from, well, I know, Fred, I know you don't like Pro Football Focus, but this article in December said that they have a David Bakhtiari as the best offensive tackle in football.
Okay.
And he's number 4 in terms of offensive line. Jason Kelsey, number 1, David DeCastro, number 2, Zach Martin, number 3, and Alex Mack, number 4, and then you get to Bakhtiari.
And who did that?
Pro Football Focus.
Ah, well, I don't really like those guys. That used to be a good site, and then now it's just like a glorified fantasy site.
Yeah, and I'm scrolling down, and I cannot find Tyrann Smith on this list.
Well, probably because he was hurt last year. So that's why it's a hard, because they'll just base it on last year.
And you saw how Dallas was supposed to be like this unstoppable offensive line. Tyrann Smith goes out, and it's like,
yeah, not so good.
Not as good.
Drunk Bevo, Fred, I don't want to overreact. Consider myself calm, cool, and collected. With that said, fire Gain and promote QB Guru Bob before it's too late and the city burns. Yeah, have another one, Drunk Bevo.
Jason Peters, another one when he's healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
As good as any.
So, D says, Kelemete's a good O-lineman. Hate to see him go, but glad he got paid. Guessing you're a Saints fan. You know who was on him early when we first started talking about offensive linemen was Jermaine wrote about that. I want to say maybe 6 weeks ago on Sports Map, wrote that that's a guy they should go after. So, Now, have they signed? I know they signed Henderson and I know they signed Colvin. Have they officially signed the guy from Kansas City too?
I'm pretty sure it's official. Okay. I don't know. Everything I've seen is it's in stone that it's going to happen. I don't know if it's officially happened.
So you've added three offensive linemen. That's awesome. Now just find me a tackle. That's all I'm asking for. It doesn't have to be anybody great. Yeah, because the last I saw was Fulton intends to sign with Houston Texans, but I haven't seen it official yet. I'm sure it's happened, but it's one of those things where sometimes that stuff gets lost, too. It's just, oh, yeah, he signed, but we haven't released it yet. Okay, that's a good pickup. So find me a tackle and another cornerback.
Yeah.
I think another cornerback is a must. And then all of a sudden, when you get to the draft, it's not, I mean,
you're not totally lost.
As Lance said on the show yesterday, I believe, you know, and he wrote today, you've got some Band-Aids on some wounds.
Yeah.
And, of course, those guys get hurt. You're right back where you started. But you can't tell me you're not better off with those two guys at guard than you were last year with Suofilo and Allen, who was terrible. And I assume they're going to cut him at some point. I don't know why he's still around other than it's just, well, let's...
I always feel bad, too. Like, when you know that guy's not going to make it, like, why not just let him go find a home?
But
they may be holding on to him in case they can't find anything better.
Right, and maybe it's just a matter of, well, he was hurt last year, and if we think he's healthy, he's still worth it. That's a pretty big cap hit, though, for a guy that... And I guess it doesn't matter if you're not going to spend to the cap, if there's nothing out there that you're going to do that with, and maybe you just hang on to him and hope he's okay. But now I think you're pretty loaded at guard. I think you're with these guys and some of the and he's only 27 years old too. Started 17 games the last two seasons, according to John McClain. And he says they're expected to sign an offensive tackle too. So okay, just let's see. Jermaine, sometimes I kind of sort of know what I'm talking about. Well,
sometimes.
Now, I have to admit, I did give him grief over this because in that story, there were like three Saints, and he's a big Saints guy, and this was one of them. But I'm going to give him a lot of credit for that. So can we go back to let's not fire Brian Gain yet?
I mean, the Twitter handle's already made.
I know.
Well, let's just keep it just in case.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody said, would you rather have Jordy or Dez right now? Jordy's what, 33?
I'll take Dez.
Yeah, me too, but...
Just because I've never seen Jordy without Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where... Jordy's one of those guys where it's kind of hard to believe anyway.
I mean, I think he's good, but there are certain guys... And I think Rodgers is one of those quarterbacks that makes the guys better. So...
Oh, no doubt.
So I don't know. I don't know. Yes, what about Greg Robinson for left tackle? I think as a low risk, low money guy, I wouldn't hate that.
Oh, I thought you meant for the best.
No. We're talking about for signing
as a free agent. I'd be okay with that. I mean, I think he's a higher upside version of Chris Clark.
Well, it's easy to look at him and say, oh, this guy's terrible because he wasn't what he was supposed to be.
He wasn't the number two pick in the draft.
Right, he wasn't close to that. But I think at times he's been a guy that who's been functional and, you know, I mean, almost average, which, again, almost average is a lot better than the guys you had on the number 32 ranked offensive line last year. So there is that. Yeah, I'm going to have faith that they're going to get a name at tackle and it's going to be like this where you go, oh, okay, you know what? I like that. In fact, what are the odds Wednesday? I'm going to say 73.6% chance that happens. May not happen today.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow, but it will happen. All right, guys. Since I'm a betting man, I would even bet on that. And you know where I would bet? My bookie. And if you want to put down some money, score big on the tournament, hey, they got you covered. Thousands of people, including me, are betting online with mybookie.ag. And guys, if you've been playing online, you don't get paid, well, guess what? My bookie's your site. Only site I use now, and I'm not just using it for the tournament. I'm playing hockey on there. I'm playing horses on there. Played the races today. And if you make your way to MyBookie, you're going to win. They're going to pay fast and without hassles. Don't bet anywhere else. They even have, how about this? Say you're driving the car, you missed the start of the game. In-game live betting, so you can place a bet after tip-off. Better than that, you know what? They got a great mobile site. So just pull over and get your bet in before the game starts. And if you join now, they're going to match your first deposit. How about this? 50% bonus. Just use promo code radio. You can even enter for a chance to win their $1 million bracket challenge. So if you're playing your bracket and you want to win $1 million, you know, maybe you don't want to play with your friends and put 10 bucks in and win 40. No, you want to win $1 million, right? MyBookie. That's where you want to do it. Just use promo code radio to activate the offer. Visit mybookie.ag today. Play, win, get paid. That's MyBookie.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting ting, like glitter.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, you know all about it. SportsMap is awesome. Lots of good stuff on there today. And, you know, Lance Erline's got something on Texans free agency. We've got a story on there for those of you who want to play in the free Gal Media Bracket Challenge. There's a story on there on how to do it. Just go to Sports Map and click on the story that says how to play in Gal Media's free Bracket Challenge for great prizes. You've also got Dell's column on how Bracket Guy, you are the worst. Jerry Bowe has a really good gambling column, so if you want some plays on the tournament, he's got you covered as well. And at some point when I get home tonight, I will post a story on all the Texans free agent signings with analysis.
Okay.
So, but that'll be tonight, unless Jermaine wants to do it, since I know he's listening, and we can get it up faster. So, yes, with Watson's mobility, is left tackle that important? What happened to him last year? Yeah, he got broken.
Yeah.
No, I think he...
Left tackle's always important. And offensive line's not just important to Watson. It's important to the run game, too.
Well, and that's the thing. I think he did a good job of making them look mediocre last year because he was so elusive and so mobile. But, you know, the more you protect him, the less of a chance there is that somebody's going to break him. So, and I don't think you need an all-pro guy. I just think you need better than the garbage they were trotting out there last year. And that's still out there. That can still be found.
Right.
You just need better than Chris Clark and Kendall Lamb. And who was the other one they put out? Well, they put Davenport out there late, and he's not quite ready. But, yeah, I think, you know, those guys are out there. But I also want to tell you tomorrow, you know where we are?
Revelry on Richmond.
Revelry on Richmond all day long. So come on out. I'll get there a little early because I like that place. And then Friday, we're at Prime Social Club. And then Saturday night, I will be at Sam Houston Race Park. And John, we probably need to have some giveaways for that.
Let me text real quick.
It is Wednesday. And we usually only give them away on Wednesday and Thursday. So that's not on John. Just want to note that for the record. But we'll do some giveaways. And so Saturday night, they'll have green beer out there for those of you who are into that because it's St. Paddy's Day.
Right.
Man, can you imagine how drunk people are going to be by the time they see me at the track at 6 o'clock on Saturday? That's
– yeah.
Because they're going to be going at it all day, at least the kind of people I hang out with. Not me, though. I'm going to be completely sober because that's what I do these days. Let's take a call. Travis. What's up, Travis?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, my buddy's a big Cincinnati fan, and I myself am a UT fan, so I wanted to know what the odds that UT gets by Nevada to play Cincinnati, and then what are the odds UT actually beats Cincinnati? Thanks, guys.
I would say there's a good chance that they play. I mean, Cincinnati's basically a lock to move on. I think Texas is kind of a coin flip, so I'd say 50-50. I'd say it's about a 15% chance that Texas could beat Cincinnati. Cincinnati's just a much better version of Texas. They're a grinded out team that isn't great offensively.
But I'll say this, Texas is kind of one of those high variance teams. When they're at their best, I mean, they can play with Duke. They haven't been at their best enough this year, but Texas' very best game could beat Cincinnati. Now, how often have we seen Texas' very best game?
Not very often.
Maybe 5 or 6 times this year. So, yeah, I think that's probably a good percentage, 15%. I go a little higher, 20. But, yeah, I think Cincinnati is a really good basketball team.
Yeah,
and
underrated because they're called Cincinnati.
Yeah, if you put that team on some other, you put that, put Kansas on that jersey. They're probably a one seed, but at least a two seed. Well, they are a two seed, but they'd be a one seed. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I don't know how far they can get. And so Cincinnati fools me every year whenever they're good. So Nick says Watson got hurt in practice on a no contact play, though. Actually, a lot of a lot of people believe he got hurt in the Seattle game.
Yep.
So, and that's where the injury actually happened. And plus, the more you get him hit, the more, you know, the more beat up you are, the more possibilities there are for you to hurt yourself like that. So, I just think one more guy. Well, they need two more guys because they still need another.
But one more offensive lineman.
One more offensive lineman. One more cornerback. One more decent cornerback. Doesn't have to be. I mean, the big names are gone, but give me somebody decent. Give me EJ Gaines. I'll be happy with that. I'll take that.
I'd take it.
So, you know, it's again, that's why you can't judge this stuff too much. And some of the best signings are going to come after all these names are gone, and then you're getting guys for lower prices. That's sort of second-tier bargain guys.
Yeah.
So, somebody asked, did Baylor have two more sexual assault cases pop up?
I saw two kids got punished, actually. Like, this is a new thing going on at Baylor.
They actually punish you?
Yeah. It's a lot different than it used to be. This is 2018 Baylor. This is post-Weinstein Baylor, apparently. But, yeah, I saw that two kids actually got in trouble. Two football players got suspended. They didn't name names. So I guess we'll find out when the season starts, or we'll just all start speculating when the season starts. He's not playing. He's got a mysterious knee injury.
What if five guys are suspended at the beginning of the year? I'd hate to be those other three.
It says,
so it wasn't me, man.
Two unnamed players were being investigated for an alleged incident that took place in November at an off-campus apartment, which also involved female members of the university's equestrian team. Hmm. Two female students told police they were sexually assaulted at apartments in Waco during the early morning hours of November 12th, hours after the Bears lost to Texas. Hours after a Bears loss last year. That could have been any day.
Right.
But apparently after the Bears lost 38-24 to Texas Tech, the two women then reported the incident to Baylor police on November 17th. As of yet, no charges have been filed and the case has not been brought before a grand jury. But obviously Baylor is looking to... they're looking to get ahead of that kind of stuff at this point.
All right. Man, we haven't got to the United story yet. I have some questions. I'm against killing dogs. If you haven't seen the story, apparently this woman had her dog that she brought on board in a carry-on and was told to put the carry-on in an overhead bin.
Yeah. Even though they paid for the ticket and they had the proper carrier, this dog was legally supposed to be in a seat. Like, they bought the dog a ticket and then had the carrier that they were supposed to have. So, all in all, this dog was legit legal on the plane.
Okay, I haven't seen the part about them having bought a ticket for the dog.
They did.
Because what I saw was that it was sticking out into the row, and that's why they put it up there.
Well, maybe what I read was wrong.
Yeah, because I don't see anything about them having bought a ticket for the dog. Now, here's my question, though. Did no one check on the dog at all?
Apparently it barked and barked and barked, and then it just stopped barking.
Because can you not take the dog out of the overhead bin once you reach 10,000 feet? Would they not let her do that?
I don't know.
There's just some questions I have about this, because obviously the fact that you put it in there sucks. I mean, check the dog. Put the dog with everything else if you're going to do that. I mean... But I just think there's some questions here before I'm going to sit here and rip on the whole thing.
Well, United has basically said that they're responsible.
They've apologized for it, and they paid for their tickets and all that. But
I don't know if that's going to get it done.
I don't either, but that's also – I just think there's a lot of questions about this. I do. And I'm not saying that it didn't happen exactly like that. And I don't want the dog dead regardless. But – and it just says, at the end of the flight, the dog was found dead in the carrier. I'm heartbroken right now. I'm just curious how that happened.
Yeah. Well, United's reputation, not great right now.
Well, no, and that's part of it. Anything that happens with them, it's going to look really bad.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just want to see a little more. I'm not saying that it's not exactly as it's being portrayed, but I just have some weird questions about that.
It says that, well, United, if you were flying with an animal, I wouldn't do it with United. Of the 24 animals that have died, 18 did so while being handled by United. And of the 15 reported injuries of animals, 13 of those occurred with United. So they're not exactly careful with your pets. And a spokesman for United told CNN a flight attendant should not have told the passenger to put the dog in the bin used for carry-on bags.
Well, no, I have to say, that makes no sense to me. Why would you not check it and put it with the other stuff?
Yeah.
That I don't quite get. But did they just put it up there and never look at it? That's I'm just curious.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they did.
You know, my advice to her would be, besides obviously
drink a beer.
Yeah. And drink a good beer.
Yeah.
And I wonder what beer that would be.
I would hit up Carbach. That's the place to go. And listen, if you haven't been out to the restaurant, I can't recommend it enough. I mean, this place is out of this world. The food is so great. The Korean fried chicken is my favorite thing. They foolishly took it off the menu a while back, but they wisely listened to me and put it back on. Same with the poutine. And all the food there is, we're not talking about like bar food. This is legit, like gourmet stuff. And everything on the menu pairs really, really well with the beer on the wall. And they've got a ton of it up there. So you need to go check that out. And they've got the Love Street Music Fest coming up. The Tauntauns, the Unlikely Candidates, Bleachers, the Cold War Kids, and Everclear headline the festival. It's on May 20th. And early bird tickets are officially on sale now. This year's festival is a bigger layout, more token stations, more beer stations, more local vendors. CarbachBrewing.com for more info and tickets. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and pick up your favorite Carbach beer today, or just ask your bartender to please make it a Carbach.